is with the ball after a quick turnover. Shauna Calver has it at the top of the three-point line. Well, I thought it was a nice pass inside, but a great steal by Sioux Valley, and they get the ball up court. Looks like their coach instructed them to turn up the defensive pressure, and the shot is no good. Out of bounds to the rookies. And Kelsey Lanham has checked into the game, replacing Honey Lou Wilson for the rookies as we start this second period of action. 7:25 to play, second period, 12-0 rookies. Shauna Calver brings the ball up. Lobs it in to Danielle Carlson. She puts up a shot off the glass. No good. The rebound is brought down by the Rams. And here's an errant pass out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the rookies. It's obvious the Rams coach told them to increase the defensive pressure, and they're trying to do that thus far in the second period, but still have not tallied yet. Now we have a 30-second timeout by Coach Connie Newton of the King Cove Rookies. She saw something that she wanted to correct right away. On the floor for the rookies, Shauna Wheeler, Shauna Jo Calver, Courtney Wilson, Kelsey Lanham, and Danielle Carlson. Rookies have a pretty deep bench this year, and a lot of the players getting a lot of playing time. And there's the first horn. The referees let the coaches know that the timeout's almost over. If you find any water, I can't find my bottle of water.
So
just if there's any around, if there's any around, if you can find some. Talking to my buddy P.J. Hamilton, he just got me a chair so I can see better. And here's a shot, no good. Not sure who put that one up for the rookies, and now we have, it's not going to be a jump ball, but a foul on Shauna Wheeler. Not sure who shot that one from the corner, but it hit off the rim, went up, and looked like it was going to drop in, and didn't. It may have been Kelsey Lanham from the corner over there. Rams ball as we go under 7 minutes to play in the first half. The pass on the wing, closely defended by Kelsey and Shauna, and the ball is knocked out of bounds back to the Rams on the left corner, the far side from us. Here's a pass in bounds, defended again by Kelsey and Shauna, and then they cause a turnover that goes to Courtney Wilson. Out to Shauna Calver. Shauna brings it down. Nice bounce pass to Shauna Wheeler, and she puts it in. Nice fast break there by the rookies, and they increase their lead to 14-0. Rams bring the ball down with a sense of urgency. Here's a pass intercepted by Shauna Wheeler. She throws it down to Shauna Calver. She corrals the ball in and goes down, puts it up. No good. Rebound is on the floor and out of bounds off of Shauna Wheeler. So some more fast break action there for the rookies. And the Rams will take the ball out with 6:25 to play, still trying to get their first points of the game as they trail the King Cove rookies 14-0 here in the second quarter. It's up on the point. They're looking, they get it on the left wing. And it's guarded there by Courtney Wilson and Shauna Calvert. Here's a three-pointer launched up and rebounded. Rebounded spot for Kelsey Lanham is tied up with a Ram player, and the possession arrow goes to the King Cove rookies. That ball came off on the far side off of Shauna Wheeler's hands, and Kelsey got down there and hustled and caused the tie-up. 6 minutes to play. Shauna Calver brings it across to Carlson to Shauna Wheeler. Her shot is up, no good. Courtney Wilson right there for the rebound and the putback, and it's 16-0 rookies. Nice job there by Courtney on the offensive board. Looks like actually three rookies had inside position there. Rams bring the ball across the timeline, put it down in the middle. And we're going to have a foul on, let's see, it'll be on one of the rookies, I believe maybe Courtney Wilson. That's the call. Courtney picks up, I believe, her first, team's fourth or fifth. The inbounds pass is intercepted by Danielle Carlson, gets it ahead to Shauna Calver. Shauna goes up, puts it in off the glass, 18-0 rookies. As this one's turning into a track meet due to some outstanding rookies defense. 5:30 to go, second quarter. Sioux Valley Rams bring the ball across the timeline. Kicks it over from the point to the right wing. Here's a lob inside, and it's going to be knocked away by Shauna Wheeler. She comes down with the ball, passes it ahead over the head of Danielle Carlson, and it's recovered by the Rams in the backcourt. And now the ball's knocked loose again. What do we have? I think maybe we have a foul on Shauna Calver. That was a... Yes, a foul on Shauna Joe. That was a very late call. The ball had already come loose, gone across half court. Shauna Wheeler picked it up in the on the rookie side of the floor, and then they made the call. So that was interesting. All right. Five team fouls now on the rookies. First foul on Shauna Joe. The Rams throw the ball in the left wing, get it down in the corner. Courtney Wilson with the push. Courtney failed to cut the baseline on that one. That's going to be her second foul. That seems to be one area of weakness for both the rookies and the T-Jacks is cutting the baseline. I think most defenders don't know you can put your foot on that baseline as a defender, and you're allowed to do that, and that becomes your territory. The ball is inbound by the Rams. They throw up a shot that, with a long rebound, and it goes off. They recover it, but now here's a steal by Shauna Calver. She goes in, puts it up, no good. And the ball is rebounded by the Rams. Shauna trying to get the ball back. The Ram player falls to the floor. And now we're going to have a foul on Danielle Carlson for a block. So the rookie's playing good pressure defense, but they're getting a little out of control here. And that's going to be the seventh team foul, and the Sioux Valley Rams will go to the line for a 1-1. Rookies leading 18-0. You heard that right. King Cove rookies 18, Sioux Valley Rams nothing with 4:44 to play in the first half. We'll be shooting a 1-1. Courtney Wilson and Shauna Wheeler down low on the block for the rookies. The shot is up. No good. A long rebound. And it's grabbed by Kelsey Lanham. She holds the ball looking for help and gets it off to Shauna Wheeler, who puts it over to Shauna Calver and brings it across the timeline. On the right wing to Danielle Carlson. Danielle drives in, puts up a shot. No good. Courtney Wilson with the rebound. And she puts it up and in. Rookies 20. Rams nothing. The Rams are wondering what they have to do to get a shot to drop. They bring it across the timeline. Here's a three-pointer launched from the top of the key. No good. The rebound by Shauna Wheeler. And she's elbowed in the face, but no call. Gets it off to Danielle Carlson, who drives down, puts the shot up. No good. A lot of, and now they have a traveling call on the Rams. A lot of physical play here. The referees are kind of letting them go at it for the most part. And now we have Raven Samuelson checking in the game. Kelsey Lanham gets a breather. And the rookies will have the ball underneath with 4:05 to play, leading 20-0. Shauna Calver looking for an inbounds pass, gets it in, and the ball is kicked by the Rams, but they didn't call it, and they come up with the ball. That was interesting, just like a field goal. Here's a pass over on the wing. It's knocked loose, intercepted by Danielle Carlson, who's fouled from behind by number 11 of the Rams. She was rushing to the loose ball, and it'll be rookie's ball out underneath. And we have a sub coming in. Danielle Carlson will take a seat. And into the game is number 11, the freshman, Candace Mack, for the rookies. Candace inbounds the ball to Shauna Calver. 3:50 to play in the first half. Rookies 20, Sioux Valley Rams nothing. Over to Mack, back to Calver. She dribbles down the left side, lob pass for Mack. She goes in, puts it up, and no good. Here's a rebound by Raven Samuelson, no good. And another rebound by Shauna Wheeler, and Shauna muscles it up and in to extend the lead to 22-0 for the King Cove rookies. 3:25 to play in the second quarter. Rams bring the ball down, pass off of Shauna Wheeler's hand, is stolen by Candace Mack, knocked away now, and the ball's on the floor. The Rams come up with it. Here's a pass. A bad pass picked off by Courtney Wilson to Raven Samuelson. Crossed the timeline to Shauna Calver on top to Candace Mack at the point. Candace slows it down and gets it back to Calver on the right wing. Here's a lob down low for Courtney. She dribbles, kicks it back out. Shauna Calver has it. Now she drives down the side, puts up an eight-footer. No good. Shauna Wheeler with the rebound. Partially blocked. Here's a shot up. No good. Courtney Wilson gets it back, and a lot of physical play going underneath there. The ball rolls out to Candace Mack, to Shauna Calver, back to Candace off the rim. Courtney had it, lost it. Shauna Calver picks it up and puts it in. The basket is good, and there's a foul on somebody. A Sioux Valley Rams player ended up on the floor. And she also drew the foul. Shauna Calver will attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play with 2:43 to go here in the first half. King Cove rookies 24. Susitna Valley Rams nothing. Shauna at the line, puts up the shot. No good off the back of the iron, and it's picked up there by number 2 of the Rams, and she brings the ball across the timeline, gets it on the right wing, and Shauna Wheeler draws a foul as she deflected the pass but got part of the body. And that's going to be Shauna's second or third. I think maybe her second. It is her second, team's eight. And so the Rams will go to the line. And the shot is up and no good. And the rebound is out of bounds off the Rams player. And it goes back to the rookies. Honey Lou Wilson checking in for Shauna Wheeler. Honey Lou, I believe, has two fouls. Courtney Wilson has two fouls. Shauna with two as well. That deep bench is a real help to Coach Connie Newton in physical games like this. Candace Mack brings the ball across the timeline, closely defended there by number 15. Raven Samuelson sets a screen and then rolls. Candace just continues going down the side, puts up a shot, no good. The ball is brought down by the Rams. A lot of elbows being thrown around there. Her pass is intercepted by Courtney Wilson, and they end up on the floor again. And we have a jump ball. Possession arrow is to the Rams. Never a dull moment in this one. 2 minutes and 10 seconds left to play in the first half. King Cove Rookies 24, Susitna Valley Rams nothing. They bring the ball slowly up to the three-point line. Here's another three-pointer. That's going to be short. An air ball bounces out of bounds off the navy blue and gold Susitna Valley safety mat there on the wall at the end. And it goes to the rookies, and now Coach Connie Newton, with 2 minutes left, calls a 30-second timeout. She doesn't look happy at all, and despite a 24-0 lead, seeing a lot of things that need improvement here for the rookies. We'll be taking a break at halftime and try to do some things to secure a good connection for the second half of this one, as well as the game to follow between the Sioux Valley Rams and the King Cove T-Jacks, the undefeated T-Jacks, who come in with a 7-0 record. As we mentioned earlier, they did lose last night to the Job Corps team, but that was a scrimmage. It doesn't count. The Job Corps players, 18 to 25 years of age, and I think they showed the T-Jacks that there's some other folks in Alaska that can play some good basketball, and it was a good experience for the King Cove T-Jacks. Beautiful facility here. Up above, we mentioned earlier, the walls painted halfway up with yellow and brown trim, then white above that, and brown, white, and light blue sound panels covering half of the walls here in the gym. Well lighted, just a beautiful facility. Windows all around, even in the gymnasium. Nice workout room, weight facility at the end of the gym. And as we mentioned, we've got the Sioux Valley and Wasilla bands here tonight, having a battle of the bands to follow. Rookies inbound the ball. Shauna Calver gets it over to Candace Mack. Back to Calver. Back to Candace Mack. She dribbles in, gets it to Raven Samuelson. Back out to Shauna Calver, who's closely guarded by the Ram player. Back to Candace Mack. Honey Lou Wilson calling for the ball, but she's double-teamed. Calver gets it down to Samuelson, who dribbles. A bounce pass into Honey Lou Wilson. Her shot is up, no good. And the Ram player comes off with a rebound. Honey Lou got away with a push right there. And the Rams push the fast break down. Got the ball in the right corner right in front of me. Courtney Wilson ties up the Ram player, and the ball possession arrow will point to the King Cove rookies. 1 minute and 23 seconds left to play in the first half of action here. And Talkeetna, Alaska, rookies 24, Sioux Valley Rams nothing. Calver with the ball to Mack. Back to Calver. She launches a pass for Courtney Wilson. Nice play. Courtney finishes with a layup off the glass. 26-0. Candace Mack holding her shoulder as she comes down the floor, trying to flex it out a little bit. Ball is at the point for the Rams, and here's an errant pass out of bounds. Another turnover, and the ball goes back to the King Cove rookies. Under 1 minute to play in the first half. Rookies with a 26-0 lead. Shauna Calver brings the ball up. Candace Mack on the left. She'll take the pass from Shea Rams. Nothing. Calver with the ball to Mack. Back to Calver. She launches a pass for Courtney Wilson. Nice play. Courtney finishes with runs in for an 8-footer that's short. Courtney Wilson with the rebound. Underneath gets it to Candace Mack for the shot. No good. The ball is loose again. Good hustle by Candace. She went through all the players and got her own rebound. Kicks it out to Shauna Joe at the top of the key with 30 seconds to play. And her pass is batted away but goes off of Courtney Wilson's hand out of bounds to the Sioux Valley Rams. And we have a substitution coming in here for the Rams. How's your knee? Good. And we mentioned, well, we'll give an update here in a moment. The Rams bring the ball across the line, have it on the right wing. Here's a shot, and it's off the backboard, no good. Courtney Wilson with the rebound down to Candace Mack. She pushes it, but no numbers there. 1-on-5, Good hustle by the Rams to get back on defense. Shauna Calver with it at the top. She dribbles down to the left corner. Reverses dribble, lobs in for Honey Lou Wilson. It goes off her hand. And we're going to have a travel on the Sioux Valley Rams with 0.7, 7-tenths of a second to go. Just saw Avery Samuelson, and he injured. We thought he'd injured his ankle in the final game against Nicolaitis, but it was actually his knee. And he said it was popping a little bit afterwards, but he's able to put weight on it, and it's doing well, and he's going to be ready to play tonight. So good news on Avery for the T-Jacks. Raylene Kachutin inbound at the top. She dribbles down to the left corner. Reverses dribble, lobs in for Honey Lou Wilson. It goes off her hand, and we're going to have a travel on the Sioux Valley Rams with 0.7, 7-tenths of a second to go. Just saw Avery Samuelson, and he injured. We thought he'd injured his ankle in the final game.
All right, thank you so much, Rob. I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, and I'm going to try to maybe get some more time on that card or on my card or something, because this is a good connection, I think. And I actually have another. One half a play here at Sioux Valley High School in Talkeetna, Alaska. The King Cove Rookies, 26. This is Sitna Valley Rams, nothing. We'll be back in about 8 minutes.
All right. Thank you so much, Rob. I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, and I'm going to try to maybe get some more time on that card or on my card or something, because this is a good connection, I think. And I actually have another...